We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. In a weekend of thrilling finishes, you certainly had one of them as well. A 31-29 victory over UAlbany on a field goal by Matt Mercurio there to walk it off. Just give me your impressions on the game and the way your team played.
Well, kind of a crazy game. If you look at it, it's almost was the tale of two halves. We seem to have decent control in the first half. We had time of possession by probably plus 7-8 minutes. Went into halftime 21-7. They have the score with 6 seconds left on the clock. So to their credit, they pump one in and they know they were getting the ball back in the second half. And then it changed. They had the ball for probably plus 8 minutes in the second half. Obviously, a ton of the scoring happened in the last 3.5 minutes, but they did have a really nice drive in the first possession of the second half. Took, I think, over 7 minutes and made it 21-14, and then got a safety shortly after that. So, it was a wild one for sure. And then the finish was even crazier. But our guys played hard. It was probably the best game we had against the running game. I know Todd for them got hurt a little bit and wasn't in there as much as they had hoped. But it was the first time we held the team under 100 yards rushing for this season. So that was good to see. Reese was as advertised, tight end Greenlee was as advertised. He comes down with those 50-50 balls, and he had two of them in the end zone, one on a corner route and one where he held off our defender, kind of boxed him out in the back of the end zone and went up and high pointed the thing and, scored that with those were their two touchdowns in the last 3.5 minutes. And then they executed the onside kick. I almost wish we didn't call a timeout. Our special teams coordinator said, let's see how they line up and then call a timeout. So we saw how they lined up, called the timeout. And I think with our timeout, they may have changed their thought process and went to a different configuration and got the onside kick. They executed better than us. And a number of people said to me, and I said it prior to the game, but a number of people said it to me after the game. And we say it all the time, when you're playing in the CA, throw records out the window. Cause when I watch them on film, they were not a 1-5 team coming into that game. And I know that's what it says on their record, and 1-6 coming out. I mean, they're a good football team. Reese was as advertised. He's a really good player. He made plays. He extended plays with his feet. He puts the ball on the money when he throws the ball. So, did better against the run, and then we didn't do as well against the pass. And offensively, we came out in the first half and then kind of stalled in the third quarter. So still a lot of room for improvement, which is good to see, meaning we have gotten better in some areas and other areas we can continue to work on. And hopefully one of these days, maybe we'll put together a full four quarters and play complementary football on all three phases of the game. And who knows if we do that, I'm hoping it happens between now and the next four weekends, but we'll see how it goes.
Another big afternoon for TD, 136 yards, and obviously got you off to a hot start with that 70-yard run. How have you seen him develop? Now, I think that's his third 100-yard game now, and you've got a bunch of good backs, but what has made him emerge here over the last few weeks?
Well, what's allowed him to emerge is just getting more opportunities. And the reason is getting more opportunities because we've been banged up. Jalen Jackson didn't play again. So now you have TD and D. Will Barley, carrying the load with Eli Smith, the freshman, spelling them a little bit. And D. Will's not 100% right now, even though he tried to play. He's still coming off an injury that he's still not 100%. So TD, to his credit, has been able to pick up the load and have more touches throughout the course of some of these games. And he's been able to do some things with it. So yes, that second play from scrimmage for him to go 70 yards and put it in the end zone, that was huge momentum. That was a fast start for us. That was great. And that kind of got the sideline going a little bit, and those things help. And then he's been great on special teams. He's, knock on wood, been durable with the additional things we've been asking him to do. So hoping that will continue as we go from, last week to this week and so on. Hopefully we get some of the other guys back, though, as well, and maybe not ask him to do so much. But he's been doing well with what we've been asking him to do. And, to have 130-some yards rushing is a good day.
One more on the offensive side. Connor had a great day, throws for 292 and three touchdowns, hit the big play again to Pringle. But then Talk maybe about the last minute drive, maybe something that he hasn't done as much of, but just I know the penalties helped some, but he certainly was pretty composed to get you into field goal position.
Yeah, he played a controlled game. He played within the game. He played within himself. He didn't try to do too much. He took what was there. The balls he threw down the field were on the mark for the most part. You know, they pressured us a little bit, and he had to throw a few of them away. But, yeah, that last drive with 50-some-odd seconds, big completion down the middle, the Dez Boykin. Credit Dez for coming up with that catch. You know, not sure if he was going to get tattooed and hit over the middle there. Right as he was coming down with it, and credit to the line for giving Connor the opportunity to get that ball thrown. And yeah, I mean, to be able to march down the field and X number of plays for the go ahead or winning field goal, you know, that was good to see. And Connor, you know, Richmond got after us a little bit, and he took some big hits in that game, and he missed a little bit of practice last week. So for him to be able to, you know, play as well as he did and as sharp as he did without getting a full week of practice was good to see. And like I said, he took what they were giving him, didn't try to do too much, got the ball out quick, and, you know, didn't try to do too much with his feet. So he didn't take too many big hits, which I think helped him stay focused for that last drive.
And this morning from Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Mark. Morning, Red.
Morning, Terry.
You know, Mark, you know, you said that, you know, you've seen improvements in some areas. Is one of those on the defensive end?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we did a good job against the run, and I think with what we had on tape versus the run, I think some teams, Richmond being one for sure, Richmond threw less passes in our game than I think they've thrown in any other game because they were able to run the ball a little more effectively. So we did make a huge stride this past week in stopping the run. So now, you know, we just got to try to put it all together. You know, it seems like you plug one hole and then another hole opens up. So we're just trying to, you know, continue to play. Like I said, hopefully we'll play complementary football where defense will build off the momentum of the offense and vice versa. I mean, we had a big interception to stop one of the Albany drives. And unfortunately, we didn't do anything with that after we went 3 and out and had to punt the ball back to them, as opposed to taking that huge momentum play of an interception down on our own 12 or so yard line, wherever it was, and then maybe driving the ball down the field or at least changing field position as opposed to, you know, having to punt from a backed up field position. So, but yes, defense has definitely been improving. We've rotated a few more guys through there to keep some of the other guys that were asking to do things for us a little more fresh late in the game. And like Bryce Gaines, for instance, is probably one of our best D linemen. The huge play of the game is he stopped the 2-point conversion. They tried to run a shovel pass on a 2-point conversion, and Bryce made a great play. Now, if he'd been playing all the game the whole time up to that, maybe he's just step off, maybe he's a little more tired, so he was a little more rested to come up and make that big play. So trying to rotate some guys through, keep them a little more fresh. Obviously we made good strides in a run game. Now let's see if we can shut down the pass this coming week and so on.
And any possibility that Jalen plays this week, Jackson?
I'm hoping, you know, he's doing everything he can in the training room. You know, they're taking it slow. He's taking it, you know, it's a hamstring situation, so you don't want to press it and open it up and re-aggravate it. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We usually find those things out. They'll be in the training room later today. He wasn't in the training room over the weekend because he didn't play, so no need to check in on Sunday, but he'll get in there today and do probably two treatments in each day, and then when we go out to practice Tuesday, we'll see what it looks like.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Terry.
Mark, before I let you go, just your impressions of Hampton, newcomer to the league, off to a 4-3 start. What are the challenges that will Hampton present for your team?
Yeah, well, we don't know a ton about them other than what we see on film, so thankfully we're playing them a little later in the year, so we do have a good sampling of who they are. But, you know, it's always different when you see them in person. But they're big. They're athletic. Quarterback runs around, makes plays with his feet. They're good against the run on defense. I think they're one of the top teams in the league versus the run on defense. You know, and they have good size, and they always have good athletes running around. So we're going to have to, you know, we just started looking at them, obviously, last night and into this morning. So try to put a plan together. We don't know much about their personnel. We know a lot about one of their guys who happens to be the second leading tackler in the league right now because he was on our roster for the previous 4 years, Quessin Townsend, and he's having a nice year for him. But as far as the rest of the guys, as far as knowing who they are from recruiting or anything like that. Not a lot of crossover as of right now. So, you know, we're just trying to do the best job we can in our preparation based off the film that we're seeing. But they look physical. They look like they have good size, and they definitely run to the ball. And, hey, they're in the exact same position we are with the overall record and so on. So it's going to be another crazy CAA game, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll come out on top.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, take care.